Raymond Roeder represents Wingra Stone and Wingra Ready Mix Incorporated. It's the company that owns the land the mounds are on in Dane County. He says the issue in the circuit court case is whether or not human remains are present in the mounds and whether or not they should continue to be protected under state law.
The evidence we have at this point is that there are not human remains present. And then were there such human remains present, they would be properly removed and reinterred, again, properly, so that we could mine the minerals that are the non-metallic minerals, sand and limestone that are below.
Roeder says Wingra brought the decision to court last April after asking if the site could be decataloged, and the director of the state's historical society refused. Roeder says the materials under the mound are valued at least $10 million. The company is also pursuing another legal option to reach the materials. Roeder says the company is trying to get a state permit that would allow them to disturb the site. Wingra's actions are also opposed by the Ho-Chunk tribe. Roeder says there could be decisions on the court case and the permit by the end of May. The State Department of Justice declined to comment because of the pending litigation. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.